Iraq's presidential council has named a prime minister. This will be the most powerful position in the new Iraq, and the man to hold that job is Ibrahim al-Jafari. He's a leading member of the Shiite alliance that won the most seats in last January's parliamentary elections. NPR's Philip Reeves joins us now on the line from Baghdad. And Philip, why this man for this important job?
Well, he's a prominent Shiite. He's very well-known in Iraq. He was a spokesman for the Dawa party, and he has a reputation for being a religious conservative. He has, however, also accumulated a reputation for being pragmatic as someone who is at least being described by some as capable of making the kind of deals and bridging the kind of gaps that exist in the society that will bring some form of unity between the three main communities in Iraq.
Does he have an agenda, if we can put it that way, as someone who is a religious conservative for the way that Iraq's government should be structured and what it should focus on?
Well, that's actually a key question, and it's being asked by an awful lot of people who have studied his past pronouncements, and they say that they haven't unambiguously shown exactly where he stands on key issues, issues like the religious law and the role of Islam in government. He has, however, said before, during the election period, for example, that whoever won the parliamentary elections wouldn't rule as Shiites, but as Iraqis who would bring together the whole country. He was, though, a champion of Islam as the only source of legislation when the interim Iraqi government was drafting the basic law. That's the law that's now being used to pilot Iraq through this transitional period.
Now, was he chosen, as far as you can tell, because people think he is the man who can bring all the different groups in Iraq together, or because after all this brutal negotiation, he was really the only choice?
It's extremely hard to say, because there have been very tough negotiations over the distribution of power in Iraq, and there are many, many issues involved in those negotiations, ranging from the autonomy and the extent of the autonomy of the Kurds and control of oil revenues and the role of Islam in government. So we don't know precisely what it was that led to his appointment, but as I say, he is regarded as a prominent and well-known Shiite figure, and he will be occupying the most powerful position in the transitional government. It is logical in a way that a Shiite should hold that position, although this will be seen as an example of how the Shia have acquired more power in the period since the fall of Saddam steadily, and it's logical that he should hold that position because they won the majority in the elections in January.
When does he become prime minister officially, and what does he want to do?
Well, he still has to be approved by the National Assembly. That's the newly elected Iraqi parliament. He has, in the meantime, to draw up a cabinet and put that to the presidency council. That's the vice presidents and the president, who will in turn present that to the National Assembly. And it goes to a vote, and that'll be a simple majority vote. It should be noted that the Shia control more than 50%, just over 50% of the seats in the National Assembly. So we can expect him to be approved.
So one more step taken here as Iraqis try to set up a functioning democratic government. The prime minister's name will be Ibrahim al-Jafari. NPR's Philip Reeves told us about it. Philip, thanks.
You're welcome.
This is NPR News.